Hollywood celebrities push gun control with hashtag Wear Orange campaign. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 4, 2021. A-list Hollywood celebrities, including John Legend, Julia Roberts, and Lin-Manuel Miranda, a former president turned Netflix film producer in Barack Obama, Democrat politicians, left-wing groups, and entire multimedia networks and studios from MTV and VH1 to WarnerMedia are pushing gun control with the hashtag Wear Orange campaign this weekend. Bette Midler is one of the celebrities wearing orange. She tweeted, "It's hashtag Wear Orange weekend, when Americans come together virtually to show our support for victims and survivors of gun violence. Find a virtual event in your state by texting orange to 644-33. Actress and Mike Bloomberg gun control affiliate Julianne Moore shared her hashtag Wear Orange message on Instagram. Left-wing pop star Cher put forward a tweet on this gun control weekend as well, writing, "Guns are now the number one cause of death for American kids." Her tweet linked to a gun control film titled, U.S. Kids. Comedian, actress, and gun control proponent Amy Schumer tweeted, "Across America, people will hashtag Wear Orange on June 4th. National Gun Violence Awareness Day, to honor victims and survivors of gun violence and to call attention to this crisis that takes more than 100 lives every single day." Singer and NBC's The Voice host John Legend also tweeted, "Bette Midler is one of the celebrities wearing orange." She tweeted, "It's hashtag Wear Orange weekend, when Americans come together virtually to show our support for victims and survivors of gun violence. Find a virtual event in your state by texting orange to 644-33. Actress, left-wing activist, and loud gun control pusher Alyssa Milano tweeted. Actor Lin-Manuel Miranda simply tweeted, "Wear orange." Bon Iver also tweeted for more gun control, writing, "Today, we hashtag wear orange for them because no one should be targeted for who they are, who they love, or what they believe. Why do you wear orange?" Former president and Netflix film producer Barack Obama expressed his desire for more gun control as well. He tweeted, "On National Gun Violence Awareness Day, we wear orange to honor those we've lost. As we begin to emerge from the pandemic, let's not forget the other epidemic killing far too many Americans, and keep working to pass common sense gun safety laws that will protect our communities." Music and entertainment network VH1 tweeted. Media conglomerate WarnerMedia also pushed for more gun control, tweeting, "This Gun Violence Awareness Day, we are partnering with every town to help end gun violence and build safer communities across America." Grey's Anatomy creator Shonda Rhimes tweeted, too. Moms Demand Action, a Mike Bloomberg-affiliated gun control that works alongside every town, tweeted. While these celebrities, a former president, and numerous media networks push for more gun control, they did not list specifics. In other words, they did not tell the world which gun control law is key to keeping Americans safe. Perhaps we should remember that California has every gun control which Democrats are currently pushing at the federal level: universal background checks, an assault weapons ban, a red flag law, a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, a good cause requirement for concealed carry permit issuance, a ban on campus carry for self-defense, a ban on K-12 teachers begin armed for classroom defense, a limit on the number of guns law-abiding citizens can buy each month, and more. California even has ammunition controls. Yet murders are up 95% in Los Angeles County compared to where murders were at this same time last year. So what other gun control would celebrities like to see? A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.